No, baby, that's for somebody else. We're just going to keep you right where you're at right now.
It doesn't matter what you think.
The Wrestling Realm presents Break It Down with Brian H.
Ladies and gentlemen, history was made tonight at the WWE Royal Rumble. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Break It Down with Brian H. I'm your host, Brian H. Waters. This show, of course, is brought to you by The Wrestling Realm. If you haven't done so, make sure you subscribe to the channel. You know, if you're not watching, hit us up on YouTube. I know it's a lot of people out there. Shout out to y'all watching on Twitter and Periscope and Facebook. Make sure you hit us up on YouTube. Subscribe to that channel. Help us reach 1,000 subscribers. That's what we're trying to do. And also, follow myself at Brian H. Waters. I am so excited tonight to talk about the WWE's Royal Rumble. Sometimes I do these shows, I go backwards, or sometimes I go from the first match. I'm going right to what you may have seen on the opening graphic. That is the one and only Bianca Belair making history tonight. Man, a star indeed. A star was born. Wrestling fans, we knew it. We knew this all along, especially those on Black Wrestling Twitter. But we knew Bianca was a star. Tonight, she went out there and shined. She was early, very early in the Royal Rumble. So you're a little bit concerned. You know, I said a lot of times, when there is one person that everybody's picking to win, right? That everybody said, oh, this is the clear-cut winner of the Royal Rumble. They seem to go in other directions, right? And that's what I was worried about. I said, okay, Bianca had that look. She's riding it with so much momentum. But then all of a sudden, there's Bayley. Right, and Bayley gets beat by her. So you're thinking, you know what? It's possible that Bayley could be the one to eliminate Bianca. It's possible that Bayley could be the one to cost Bianca this opportunity. And then what happens? You know, they go pretty much the distance. I mean, it was so much spots in that match, and we'll get into that. But like I said, I was just kind of a little bit concerned. I'm like, man, you know, we want this for Bianca so bad because we've seen the struggles. We've seen how they put together the program for her, letting us know everything that she had been through that got her to this moment. So you're thinking, okay, they telling us, you know what, Bianca's going to be a star. We don't have to have her win the Royal Rumble. You know, she'll be the star and we'll go from there. But then tonight, I mean, for her, like I said, to be pretty much in the ring almost the entire time. Shout out to Naomi. Shout out to, like I said, shout out to Bayley. Bayley went the distance too. Obviously she wasn't in like the final four, but for her to go and be in there that long, I mean, it just goes to tell you how great it was. And to be honest with y'all, this match was much better than the men's Royal Rumble. And the men's was good. I enjoyed that. But the women's, I mean, that was just one of those that took you for a ride. It took you for an emotional roller coaster. It took you for a ride as a wrestling fan that you like to go on because you have this person you want to win. You have this person you're invested in. But then you're like, but what if they don't win? And then obviously, and I think we all knew Charlotte Flair was going to kind of be there in the end. And sure enough, she was. And she was there in the end. And you're like, here we go again. They're going to go Charlotte because she did, you know, she was out for a while. We're going to get the title back on her. But I kind of felt it was obvious Charlotte wasn't going to win because usually when you have somebody that's a protagonist, the way that Lacey Evans has been and her dad, you knew that would maybe cause some friction eventually. But even though it wasn't necessarily the case, I just didn't feel Charlotte was going to win this year. I was like, okay, her program is already set. So I don't think, you know, she's going to win the Royal Rumble. But then it was Rhea Ripley. So you're thinking this, right? And I'm just putting some, you know, I'm thinking Rhea was there last year. She was supposed to have this big match at WrestleMania at Raymond James Stadium. And you're thinking, well, maybe she gets her get back, right? Maybe, just maybe she gets her get back. Maybe it's a chance that she can get in that match with the Charlotte Flair or with somebody to have that opportunity. But then that doesn't happen. You know, that doesn't happen. As Rhea Ripley goes to, you know, her and Bianca. And like I said, just so many cool spots, right? Bianca and Naomi. I was sitting here watching with my wife, and without saying too much, you know, she's a teacher, and she saw that moment as an opportunity to showcase to her students. Like, look, you got two black women working together. I thought the coolest part was you see them fighting. They said, no, let's work together. And I was like, oh, man, this is great. We seen Bianca and Sasha work together, and I thought that was a cool moment. But just to see how Naomi would grab Bianca's hair to use it for her advantage. So overall, I was super impressed. Alexa Bliss, when you go back and look at her coming in, she's Alexa Bliss, you know, all the stuff going on with the Fiend, and they wasn't having it. And how about Rhea Ripley just showing, like, no, I mean business. I ain't got time to even let you go into that next space because I need you out of here so I can focus on winning this match. So I thought that part was really good too. And then you like I said, you know, you obviously you had your legends come in there. I saw somebody say on Twitter they didn't overstay. You didn't see Tori Wilson or Victoria in there for 20, 30 minutes. You didn't think, well, Mickie James is still there. I thought it was a cool spot with Alicia Fox winning the title, the 24/7 title, only to lose it again. So I thought that was pretty cool. So overall, man, I was really satisfied with this Royal Rumble, really satisfied with it, with the Women's Royal Rumble match, just because, like I said, the right person won. Yes, this is who we all want. This is the person we all want, and it happened. No need to play the shuffle in the decks and say, no, we're not going to go in this direction. No, that's not necessary. Give it to Bianca. And Bianca was out there, and she was victorious, proving she is the EST of WWE. But now, as we set our sights on WrestleMania, and there's going to be so much to talk about. I mean, we're going to go through Black History Month with the promos and stuff. And I think that's another cool thing. Bianca has been consistently unapologetically black, from wearing the Black Lives Matter, wearing, you know, iconic figures on her gear. This is something that has been amazing to see, and it's something that you don't mind sharing and showing your children. And, you know, she doesn't have to be, she could be herself. At the end of the day, she's an athlete. We see herself being turned up. Sasha Banks, the same thing. We see Stephanie McMahon was quoted saying she sees more confidence in Sasha Banks. So that's another one of the cool things that we're getting to see right here. I thought Sasha and Carmella had a great match, to see them go back and forth. We've seen the matches before, but it wasn't, you know, I felt like it was one of those matches. It was believable. Like, okay, is Reginald going to do too much that's going to get in Sasha's way? In the end, Sasha pulled off the victory. But I saw somebody post something. They posted old Sasha and new Sasha. And they made it clear. They said, this is a completely different Sasha Banks. That is not the same Sasha Banks we saw last year. And, well, not last year, 2 years ago, 2-3 years ago with the purple, red, reddish hair, you know, blue hair Sasha is somebody that's totally different. And I think that is the coolest thing. And like I said, we're seeing a shift. Now we get ready to go into WrestleMania. And as we get ready to go into WrestleMania, right, where do we go? And like, there's going to be, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be bringing you a lot of shows talking about this. And I'm going to, as we get closer and closer, as the stories develop, as the trash talking happens, you know, there will be content from myself, from the real Dwayne Allen, as we will be able to break stuff down and, you know, keep it 100 for you. So that's what I'm looking forward to. Not going to get into too much tonight, but just knowing that right now that is penciled in. We all know things could change. We all remember when, Becky Lynch won the Royal Rumble it wasn't just her and Ronda Rousey. It ended up being her and Ronda Rousey and Charlotte Flair. So I really hope this stays between just those two. I don't need to see. I really don't. I don't need to see Sasha Banks and Bayley and Bianca Belair. I really hope it stays between those two. So only time will tell. But congratulations to Bianca Belair. She went out there, did her thing. The moment was real. You saw the clips. I don't know if you didn't. Go on WWE's Instagram or Twitter. I'm pretty sure if you've done so, you'll see her and her husband celebrating afterwards backstage. That's when, you know, when it comes to the realism of pro wrestling, it's right there. It's right there. That is when it gets real, folks. When you see those moments, you saw the emotion in her eyes. You know, it was the same thing with Sasha and Bayley winning the tag titles. They talked about the fight that they put forth to win those titles, to get those titles. They talked about the fight. So make sure y'all check that out if you haven't done so. Now, let's move on. Goldberg, Drew McIntyre, Goldberg, WWE Championship. Real quick, it was a, you know, quick match. Boom, 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 boom. I thought it was interesting. I love the story that was being told here because for a moment, you thought Goldberg could win this thing. You know, Drew looked like he was hurt. Drew outside holding his ribs, and it's like, okay, he's going to fight. But if Goldberg hits a couple more spears and hits that jackhammer, it's over. And quite frankly, he did. In the end, Drew McIntyre found a way to get it done, and he put him down with a couple claymores and earned the respect of Goldberg. And so that was, you know, I thought that was good. He has another legend. Looked like he's going to have to take down. More on that later. And so, but yeah, if y'all just jumping in, appreciate you tuning in. Drop comments if you want to, if you got something to say, I'll definitely present them on screen. If you got questions, if you haven't done so, make sure you subscribe and follow us at Wrestling Realm on Twitter and Instagram, and then there is always Facebook and YouTube. So and we're on all social media platforms as well. I mean, all podcasting platforms as well. Matter of fact, I'll throw that right up there for you. So man, like I said, what a night. I mean, this is the road to WrestleMania. Like, this right here is the road to WrestleMania. And I'm excited about it. I'm excited to see what we get from it. Just also let you know, if you reply on Twitter, I don't want to be rude, but yeah, you probably will have to drop the comments into the comments section. That way, you drop, go on Periscope, drop it in, or go on YouTube or Facebook and drop it in those comment sections so that I can get it. Otherwise, I won't, you know. But moving on, let's talk about the tribal chief, Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns is still your WWE Universal Champion. A brutal match between him and Kevin Owens. And that was, you know, that was a tough spot for them to be in. I know for me, I was just on this emotional high from the Women's Royal Rumble to see Bianca Belair win the championship. And even though they gave us, I think they did a little Bad Bunny spot, still, it was still like a lot, you know? So I had to come down. Not going to lie to you. No love for Matt Riddle. I'll get on. Ray T. Rogers, Urban Sports Scene, jumping in. I believe that same is Ray from the Urban Sports Scene. I'll get into Matt Riddle later, but I loved everything about, you know, they tried to bring us down, and by the time Roman and Kevin Owens picked up their spots, you know, I was able to, yeah, I thought so. Ray from the Urban Sports Scene, make sure y'all check out that podcast or wherever you get your podcasts and platforms. Ray and my boy Wally over there doing their thing. I always enjoy listening to their shows. But, you know, I was sitting there, man, and I'm like, you know, Kevin Owens and Roman Reigns really beating a smack out of each other all over the arena. And I thought it was brilliant for KO to use the handcuffs. But one of the things I just didn't understand, well, I understand, but I saw Kevin Steen when he went up there and hit the Swanton, like just gives up the body, just trying to win this match, trying to do whatever he could to win this match. And I'm like, Man, and he still couldn't keep the big man down. And just when he thought he had Roman, just when he thought he had him, nope. You know, he should have made sure the ref was out of the way. And that's when Roman was able to kick the ref in. I thought that was brilliant. You know, these two, it's underrated how well they work together. You know, and I think down the line, when we start talking about the legacy of Roman Reigns, we're going to have to put Kevin Owens as one of his best nemesis. When we go down the line, when we look in the future, when we start having these conversations, well, who was his best rivalry? Who was his best matchup? You're going to have to put KO in that conversation. So I'm looking forward to that, those days, because this was a good match. I don't really have to see it again. I don't need to see it at WrestleMania, but I thought this was a good match. Now, I'm interested to see. We got the Royal Rumble winner, Edge. Edge went out there, won the Royal Rumble tonight. I was very excited about that. I picked Daniel Bryan. I mentioned that. That's my guy. Anybody who knows me knows that's my favorite wrestler of all time. And, you know, shout out to both of those titles. He held both of them at WrestleMania 30. But the fact is, you know, when he got eliminated, I was like, oh, man. So I'm looking, and I see Riddle. I see Edge. I see Seth Rollins, Braun Strowman. I'm like, oh, man. And Ray asked about no love for Riddle. Man, I'm just not a Matt Riddle fan. I understand it's the realism with the no shoes and all that. I don't like this gear, and I get annoyed. If he was a heel, he'd be the perfect heel for me. And I don't not want to see him on TV. He's not that bad, but I want to see when he's on there, I want to see him get beat up. You know, I want to see him get his butt kicked. So, and I'm watching him, and I'm like, man, you know, after Daniel Bryan was eliminated, I was disappointed. But then we saw Seth Rollins. I'm like, man, I didn't even think Rollins was going to win. Braun Strowman comes back, looks better than ever before. And I thought, maybe he probably could win this thing. But in the end, when Edge was the last person, I knew Randy Orton would be somewhere around. And I was like, all right, I honestly could not see Randy Orton winning this, considering everything going on with The Fiend right now. Now, there could have been a swerve. Randy Orton could have won. The Fiend could have went out there, boom, boom, boom. Next thing you know, now he's a thorn in his side. That was not the case. Instead, we saw Randy Orton and, you know, get eliminated by Edge. And Edge is going to WrestleMania. And this is going to be fun to watch. Who will Edge challenge? Does he challenge Drew McIntyre? You know, will Drew McIntyre even be the champion? Or does Edge go over to SmackDown? He's never been a Universal Champion. He's been a WWE Champion. He's been a World Heavyweight Champion. Does he go to SmackDown and challenge the Tribal Chief? Does he say, hey, I'm one of the greatest SmackDown superstars in the history of this brand. I want a shot at Roman Reigns. You know, I don't think people really thought about that. You know, I guess he's kind of been on Raw. But SmackDown was that was the home for Edge for many years. So this could be an opportunity for him to go over there. Now, I think we like to believe that Roman's going to have a box office opponent, but he Edge lose, and then there's not, you know, it's not no shame in that. But here's another thing about Edge winning the Royal Rumble. If Edge loses the Royal Rumble, he will go down in history as the only multi-winner to not win the championship at WrestleMania. Now, let me rewind this real quick. Hulk Hogan, when he won the Royal Rumble in 91, there was not a stipulation that you automatically get the title shot. He did get the title shot at Sergeant Slaughter, and he won. So aside from not being the stipulation, Shawn Michaels, he won it in 95, didn't win. 96, he won. Stone Cold Steve Austin won in 97, didn't win. 98, he won. 2001, he won. Randy Orton, he won the title at WrestleMania 33. He didn't win it at WrestleMania 25. So Triple H won the title. He won two Royal Rumbles, and he won the title at one of the Royal Rumbles, but he also won the title at WrestleMania 18. I think those are the only multi winners. No, John Cena. Yeah, John. I think John Cena won a couple of Royal Rumbles. I know Batista won a couple of Royal Rumbles. So Edge could be trending in dangerous territory, because I know it's kind of hard for me to see him win a championship, but I could honestly see him beating Drew. I don't see him beating Roman Reigns. So that's going to be something to pay attention to as we do move forward into WrestleMania season. But congratulations to Edge. I know a lot of people out there saying Edge didn't need it. But I think in a pandemic, WrestleMania right now, it's penciled in, right? They're saying we're going to have fans. But we got to be real, folks. There's still a lot of uncertainties because, yeah, while there's a vaccine out, there's also another strand, and we don't know about this other strand. So you may believe that WWE will still try to push. We don't know. With that being said, it's still a lot of questions. So they could say, okay, we're going to go with Edge. You know, let's give him another run. I personally wouldn't hate it. Edge, technically, it's hard to really say where he would have been. Like, he probably could have retired by now, just because he probably would have done so much more, right? You look back at 2011, WrestleMania 27, apparently there was rumors that either that Edge and Christian were getting ready to go into a rivalry for the World Heavyweight Championship. I, for one, I just knew Del Rio was going. I said, man, Del Rio about to win the title. He didn't. And then the next night, Raw, Edge has to relinquish the championship. So when that happened, it was so unfortunate. But he probably would have had about 5 to 7. Maybe he still would be still wrestling. Maybe now he would still be hanging up. So with that being said, maybe he still had a few more years to be on top. And I would think that, okay, if he wins the Royal Rumble, considering the talent, right, you could have went. This is one of them weird years, though, because on Raw, there's not really, to me, you could have went with somebody else. Like, you could have went with Riddle, but I don't really see who's, like, that next man up just yet. On SmackDown, obviously, everybody wanted to see, maybe a Big E. But then again, you know Big E's not beating Roman right now. Then you have a potential for Daniel Bryan, like I mentioned before. But Daniel Bryan, nobody really thought he would beat the Tribal Chief. He was like, okay, hopefully he wins the Royal Rumble. But you didn't think he was going to beat the Tribal Chief. Let's be real. So this was a weird year. So with that being said, I don't think it was a bad idea to put the title on Edge. I mean, put the Royal Rumble winner on Edge, you know. I think the story of WrestleMania will be, as far as Royal Rumble winners, I think the bigger story will be Bianca Belair comes away with the championship. You know, because I'm not 100% sure Edge leaves with the title. But I'm kind of about 70% sure Bianca leaves with the title. But we also got to see what happens, how her star powers are continuing to rise. What Sasha's doing, is Sasha's star power rising even more, where you don't want to take the championship? Like I said, so much to dissect. And that's what made this Royal Rumble so interesting. No matter what, the Royal Rumble is one of those pay-per-views that no matter what, you always enjoy it. You know, and it was weird. Maybe, hopefully, a lot of people were staying safe. I know for me, last year I was out of town, so I was obviously watching it alone. On a network, but this is probably one in a while, because usually I'm watching it with, if it's not my son and daughter, I'm watching it in a party. And that's always fun when you're watching it, you're counting down with your homeboys, your homegirls, and y'all have 3, 2, 1, who's up next? You know, people got side bets. So that was weird this year, but I thought WWE did a great job production wise. It would have looked, the Royal Rumble would have really looked weird in an empty arena. The way WrestleMania looked, and obviously I always say I believe they, you know, hindsight being 2020, wish they would have thought of the Thunderdome around the time of WrestleMania last year. But I thought they did a phenomenal job the way this was produced. The fans, you obviously, it's harder. You don't get that loud pop. Carlito was the surprise interest. I was never a big Carlito guy, and I never really saw he's good in the ring, but the character, and I tweeted that out. Shout out to my boy Oh man, shout out to my boy Will, who has said that. You know, he's like, come on now, we gotta talk. So, you know, I'll definitely be looking forward to talking with him. But I just wasn't a big Carlito guy, you know. I like the spot with Bad Bunny though. I like the way that was used. Miz and Morrison always will do Miz and Morrison things, and that's what they did at the Royal Rumble tonight. So, you know, here's what and I'm gonna give a shout out to my boy Will Mahoney at Heel Will Mahoney. Check him out on the Big Gold Belt podcast. He says, he said on Twitter, Roman Reigns has teased WrestleMania opponents in Daniel Bryan, Big E, Nakamura, Cesaro, or even Lesnar, Goldberg, Cena in the wings, right? Drew McIntyre does not have that depth of opponents. Drew McIntyre quite simply needs Edge at WrestleMania. So that's something to think about. You know, I always follow Will, always enjoy talking, wrestling with him. Had an opportunity to be on the Big Gold Belt podcast. I know they'll be returning soon from their break. So I'll definitely be looking forward to hearing what they have to say about a lot of this. So, but ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to that's going to be it. I appreciate everybody for tuning in to this episode of Break It Down with Brian H, keeping it 100. Make sure if you haven't done so, go ahead, subscribe, you know, download the podcast. Get to help us with the download numbers. Go on Apple Podcasts, rate and share. Let us know. They don't tell us. So let us know when you rate the podcast. Just simply tweet us at Wrestling Realm and say, hey, I saw the podcast. I rated it. Boom, here's my screenshot. We'll definitely give you a shout out. Also, YouTube, hit the subscribe button. Let us know if you subscribe too. You know, I appreciate each and every one of y'all who have done so, who have watched the show, who have told your friends about the show. You know, it's real cool. You go to a wrestling show and somebody say, hey, man, I know you from the Wrestling Realm. You know, I'm always going to be one to talk. I love talking wrestling. So that's what I do. It's what I've been doing since I was almost born. So, but ladies and gentlemen, as always, thank you for tuning in to this episode of Break It Down with Brian H. So long, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Break It Down with Brian H. Hit the subscribe button and turn on the bell so you get notified every time the Wrestling Realm posts new content.